Save big this summer with great deals. All in the Kroger app.
Get select varieties of Powerade or Body Armor Super Drinks for 79 cents each. Then get a 2-pound package of strawberries for $2.99 each, all with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In 2000, a horror movie goes into hiding. I'm Jason Horton, and this is Strange Year. 2000 brought us the film Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, and the PlayStation 2. But a kid's horror movie deemed too terrifying made 2000 a strange year. Cry Baby Lane, October 2000.
Saturday, Nickelodeon brings you its first ever Halloween movie for television. Cry Baby Lane, Saturday at 9, 8 Central in a special Halloween snick.
The channel Nickelodeon is known for its successful programming geared towards children and young adults. However, in 2000, a horror-tinged original movie, Cry Baby Lane, aired just in time for Halloween on October 28, 2000. The plot entailed a farmer whose wife gave birth to conjoined twins, one being good and the other evil. Compel the farmer to keep the twins locked in their room. The twins got sick from a liver disease and died. The farmer sawed them in half and buried the good twin in a cemetery. Seances and creepiness ensued. What came next? After a word from today's sponsor. When Crybaby Lane first aired, allegedly, parents were appalled and outraged that such a dark film ever aired on Nickelodeon, and the network scrubbed it from existence. After years of said non-existence, people began to wonder if Crybaby Lane had ever really existed in the first place, or was it simply a movie myth? The rumors that it received so many complaints and was sealed away in a vault after its initial airing has never been confirmed by the network. However, in 2011, the internet resurfaced the obscure film. According to director Peter Lauer, "I just assumed they didn't show it again because they didn't like it. I did it, I thought it failed, and I moved on." A Nickelodeon rep later claimed that the film was never banned, it was just forgotten. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back next time with another episode of Strange Year.